The Florida Public Information Research Group, or PIRG, authored the Toy Safety Report. Florida PIRG's director, Brad Ashwell, says the dangerous toys are still on shelves.
We found several things on store shelves, like this little innocent-looking cell phone charm we found at Clara's Boutique. And we had it tested at a laboratory. It contained 71% lead by weight.
In 2008, Congress passed the Consumer Product Improvement Act, tightening the regulation of various goods, including toys. The bill also stipulates fines and even jail time for violation of the standards. State Senator Charlie Justice discussed the act.
I took the charge in the Florida legislature and filed legislation dealing with the lead content in toys. This was similar legislation that was filed all over the nation by state legislatures. It put the pressure on our United States Congress, and specifically, I want to thank Senator Bill Nelson for leading the way in the U.S. Senate to pass legislation dealing with what Brad talked about as far as the lead and chemical levels, but also to increase the funding for the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission. And we have made progress, and they are doing better. But still, even with the changes in policy, over 1.3 million toys were recalled last year. That's 1.3 million toys too many, in my opinion.
The Safety Act just had its first anniversary. Safety and medical experts agree that while progress has been substantial, more needs to be done. PIRG's Brad Ashwell reports progress from his perspective.
Well, I think there's serious progress that's been made at the federal level in terms of consumer product safety improvements. The Consumer Product Safety Commission Improvement Act, which passed in Congress in 2008, funded that organization better to protect consumers. It requires pre-certification for a number of toys before they hit store shelves, which hasn't been the case before. I mean, there's never been an agency that really reviews toys before they hit the stores. We've just sort of trusted manufacturers to do the right thing, and that obviously hasn't been working real well.
Many agree that there are two classes of risks in toys. The first is the use of dangerous materials in manufacturing, such as lead. The second is the age-appropriate selection of toys in order to ensure that injuries aren't caused by toys meant for older children. Dr. Ricardo Jimenez is a pediatrician at All Children's Hospital.
And we see it time and time again that parents may give the kids a toy that is not appropriate for their age. So I just wanted to be aware that there's ways of finding out what's the best toy for that child. When toys are developed, they go through studies to try to find out what's the best age range that toy is appropriate for. And when you go to toy stores, most toy stores are divided by age. Like, for example, this aisle is for preschoolers, the next aisle is for school age, and so forth. And the toys are labeled the same way. So if you give a toy that is labeled for a toddler, let's say a one-year-old to three-year-old, that will be appropriate for that child, but that may not be appropriate for the nine-month-old child. And in the emergency department, we see a lot of injuries that are associated for playing with toys that are not appropriate.
In 2009, toy recalls reached a record 5.3 million, demonstrating the clout of the Safety Act. The experts assembled agreed more needs to be done in enforcing the tighter toy manufacturing standards. Jimenez discussed his continuing concerns about lead levels.
With lead, the problem is it's going to take multiple exposures, but the effects are going to be lasting. Lead is known for decreasing IQ and causing a lot of neurological problems, and it's a silent injury because you don't see it. It's just repetitive exposure.
Nikisha is a concerned mother who attended the session.
I think I'm most concerned about how much lead might possibly be in the toys. I actually used an at-home lead test kit. Yeah, and I actually found one of her toys that actually had lead in it. The test turned up positive. And so I went on the website and looked it up, and I actually found that it was on the recall list.
As the holiday season approaches, parents need to be extra careful in what they buy and what their children may receive as gifts. Ashwell had a warning for parents this season.
That's why we're telling parents to be vigilant, stay cautious as they're shopping this holiday season, and to use our new website, toysafety.mobi, if they have a smartphone and they're toy shopping, if they're Toys R Us or Target or wherever, they can enter dangerous toys they find on store shelves into this website and inform other parents about them. And then we can also give it to the CPSC and hopefully lead to further recalls.
For more safety information, visit toysafety.mobi or toysafety.net. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson.